Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you, as I am every week, to help you know, to help all of us know what a miracle we all are, what a miracle life is, what a miracle consciousness is. We have a super special guest today, and I am keeping her name a secret for a moment as we do our breathing attunement and our affirmation. For those of you who are new, if you're doing something that requires your full, total attention, put your attention on that. And then listen to this on the archives. For everyone else, take this hour as your renewal, regeneration, blossoming time. And allow yourself to know that this is your time and space. Take off your shoes. Loosen your clothing. If you're wearing anything that's tight, for sure loosen it. You might want to take off your jewelry, but put it in a safe space. Sit back, yet relax and at ease. And follow along with the sound of my voice. Take in a nice, deep, slow breath. The color of the green of the grass into your heart. Breathe in. And gently, slowly, softly, and fully breathe out. Let go. Breathe into your crown chakra the colors of the sky, the beautiful blue of a clear sky with some floating, lovely, fluffy-looking clouds. Hold and gently let go. Breathe out. Into your root chakra, the base of your spine. Breathe in the colors of the sunset, magenta, reds, oranges, deep, stunning, beautiful colors. Fill up, fill up, fill up, and gently, softly, thoroughly, into every aspect of your being. Golden, shining, beautiful light. Fill up with sparkling, iridescent, silver light. Fill up. Lift up. Lift up. And gently, softly, thoroughly exhale. Let go. Continue breathing at your own pace, in your own way, and allow this affirmation, the statement of intention, to resonate through you. I am living the life of my essence. I am living the life of my essence. I am living the life of my essence. Everyone has an essence. We're all, each and every one of us, everything is connected to what we might choose to call the non-physical. In fact, the greater part of us is actually still in the non-physical, while that which has manifested here in the physical on the third dimension is that piece that chose to manifest here and now. Do some practice every day, whether it's meditation, breathing, walking, calming, whatever it might be, watching favorite YouTube, listening to this show and doing the breathing attunements, whatever it might be, prayer, that gets you in tune with that. And this goes beyond the mental mind. It's going into the higher realm, which brings me to our guest. Our guest is named and is known as Sister Goddess. And I will explain partially how I met her when we get on with her. Love this woman. She's a vegan. She runs vegan meetup groups. She is a laughter yogini, which we will discuss. She has many, many talents, and we may also discuss commercial hemp and a project we're starting to create, and much, much, much more. Goddess Sister Goddess is one of the most loving, funny, earthy, caring people that I know. And I take great, great, great pleasure with a very smiling face and a happiness in my person to introduce you all to Goddess Sister Goddess. Goddess darling, welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays.
Hi, gorgeous.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, what a glowing introduction. I'm almost in tears. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Let's start with telling folks something about yourself, how you have to call yourself Goddess Sister Goddess, how you came to be who you are without going through every little single thing, what you choose to share. And we can get into the vegan and the laughter yogini as we progress. Share it, Goddess.
Thank you so much for that, Audrey. So I want to thank you for that beautiful meditation and affirmation.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. I was so touched by these words. I am living the life of my essence.
Yes.
And this is really what came to be about how I became Goddess and what I do. So my essence is to plant seeds and sing songs. And I do that every time I plant a seed of kindness. I changed my name about 10 years ago when I read an amazing book by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Which one of his books? Let me see if we can hear you a little better if you use the microphone instead, because the sound is not quite as clear as I would prefer.
Okay.
Let's fiddle around a little here, folks. This is technical stuff, and you could see what a techie I am by my language.
Can you hear me now?
It feels a little far away. That's all I can say about this. So we will simply do the best we can and continue if this is what we have.
And what about now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, this is better. Yes, this is way better.
Okay. Woohoo!
Oh, yes. Which of his books did you read by Don Miguel Ruiz?
I read The Four Agreements.
Oh, I love that book.
Me too. And in one of his agreements, he mentions that nothing is our own, not even our name. And I really took that to heart when I read that. I thought about how my name maybe belonged to my father, and then my husband, and in my case, then my second husband. And I didn't really belong to myself or Mother Earth. And I was doing a lot of spirituality studies, trying to find different ways to express myself or to express my essence. And when I was reading about the Goddess, it just felt like it resonated so deeply. Like the planet was ready to bring the Goddess back into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I meditated and I prayed, and the universe said, well, repeat your last name as the name your parents gave you, and you take your mother's name. Earth Goddess, and Scylla is Yin Goddess Diana. And everything has aligned so beautifully in my life ever since I made this small shift.
Well, I certainly resonate with Goddess One. I'm a woman.
Woo!
And I am one of those people, and I recommend this regularly, that we embrace that which we are, especially that which is our essence, not our issues, that we deal with them. I'm not saying not to. And if we're women, and the goddess energy, whether we call it the divine feminine, whatever language one wants to use, however, I actually like the word goddess because it's so that it's the energy that is so needed on this earth at this time and had not for a period been acknowledged, which I'm going to skip over that so we can stay on the positive frame. And the more of us, yes, that not only say the word, because it's easy to say a word, but literally shift our vibrational energy to really be manifesting it on the best levels possible. We go through life differently.
Yeah.
We really do. Have you found a difference in your actual health and well-being and energy since embracing this aspect of yourself and giving it as your name?
Yeah. And hearing it and sharing it with women, all the women who come to Laughter Yoga, they take on the name of goddess as well, because we are all goddesses on this planet right now.
Yes.
And new generation needs to hear it. They need to hear it as common as Jesus or God or the universe, so that they feel like they are part of this one omnipresence, this one, we are all one.
Honey, is there a background noise where you're speaking?
Are you hearing background noise?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, I'm not sure what to do. This is my first time.
Okay, then we'll just keep going. We will keep going. We will move forth as the goddesses we are.
Excellent.
When did you become a vegan, and how did that all fit in?
So in the process of healing myself and changing my name, many layers got loosened. And one of the layers that loosened was food. The illusion of food was no longer necessary. For my body to heal, I no longer needed food as something that gave me pleasure or was a treat, but I could now see food as fuel for my body.
Okay.
So as I was healing myself, my body started to demand and require high-quality food, which I wasn't getting when I was eating chicken or fish or things that were cooked. And so it was a process where I slowly eliminated things from my lifestyle until I found the fit that gave me amazing energy and the proper fuel.
May I ask, and then when you morphed into vegan, then how did you turn, how much of a raw vegan are you? Are you like 100%, 10, 20, 90, give or take?
I would say 80, 10, 10. That's the lifestyle I follow because it seems to fit just right for my body.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start the meetup group? Do you want to talk about that? Tell folks about the meetup group.
Sure. Absolutely. So I am the organizer of the Fort Lauderdale Raw Food Meetup, and we get together about once a month at different fascinating venues so we can learn, educate, and share in community our love for healing food that tastes rawlicious and are delicious.
Are you willing? Let me ask you this. Are you willing to let people know how they can find you on Meetup?
Absolutely. If you go on Meetup, you type in Fort Lauderdale Raw Food, and it will take you to our page. Or you type in www.meetup.com/raw-food-425. Isn't that amazing? That means there are at least 425 raw food meetup communities in the meetup world.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Wow. I mean, that's how we met.
Yeah.
I don't recall. Do you remember when that was?
I believe Sister Goddess Audrey, I might have met you at a yoga studio here in Fort Lauderdale, where you showed up with your lovely red hair and a lovely dish. And you were just so juicy. In fact, I believe this same yoga studio, you hosted a goddess event, a goddess retreat, which was amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I never think of myself as having red hair, ever. I think of it as, it is true, it has magenta tint, and now I actually did do some of the top a little bit reddish, but I always think of brown, but it's cool because a lot of people think it's red or they see it, so I have to go, okay, it's all red.
Darling,
yes, you
are a total fire goddess.
Oh, that's the Aries ascendant.
From your head down to your toes, baby.
Okay, I'll embrace that. And I think of myself as a water goddess because I'm Cancerian, but the Aries rising, heaven knows, people see that. Yes, I want to tell people, your meetups are wonderful. The food is good, and some of it is so outstanding, it's beyond words. But truly, the food is good. Everybody gets to explain what they've brought. There's usually a speaker. It's always enlightening, and it's always fun.
Woo-hoo!
And it is definitely in interesting places. That is for sure. That is for sure. Let's morph into, unless you'd like to say this whole, and I may be, correct me if I'm saying it in a way that it needs to be said differently, the laughter yogini or the laughing yogini and how that came to be. And I know somebody in New York was also that, by the way. And how that morphed into being.
Excellent. So, again, on the road to healing myself, because healing myself has been years of process of really finding what was best for my body, because my body is the temple that houses my soul. And on the road of healing my body, I found laughter yoga. I was in Germany at my aunt's house. There's a lot of static. There we go.
Now,
so, yes?
No, keep going.
Okay, so I was in Germany helping my aunt build a gas house, which is like a beautiful brewery on the river where people come and enjoy a drink after work or even bratwurst. And Europeans work really crazy hours because their lifestyle is different. So they work really, really hard for 6 months and then they take 6 months off. And I wasn't used to the hours. So she shortened my hours so I could be home by 11 to walk the dog, and I could start at 6 a.m. with a smile on my face. And one night, I got home at 11, and I couldn't sleep, and I started browsing through the TV. And here on a German channel was this man who was laughing with a group of about 10,000 people. And it was so...
Wow.
Funny, the energy was so amazing that I just knew I had to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote down the website, and when I got back to the United States, I ordered back in the day the VHS and his book, and when it arrived, my husband and I sat down and we watched it, and it was so funny watching him and his wife laughing and doing these exercises that seemed silly, and yet brought us so much happiness that he said these prophetic words. He said, if this man shows up in the United States, we're going. And 2 weeks later, 2 weeks later, we're flying to Boston in the heavy snow to go meet Dr. Kataria and get trained as laughter yoga leaders.
Oh, wow.
And it was such a mystical experience. We happened to be in a Mason temple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had this amazing time. We laughed for 3 days. We laughed so hard, muscles in our cheeks that we didn't even know existed hurt.
Oh, that really is funny. That's really, really funny. And I'm learning more and more. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I've had different friends who, by the very nature of who they are, have taught me. I still have this friend, actually, we're shaman sisters. My friend Katie had once taught me, and this is going to be very obvious to you, and now it's very obvious to me, but at the time, it was an eye-opener and a heart-opener. She said, beauty, that's it. Beauty is its own reason. And I was about life has purpose, which I still feel. Don't misunderstand. And there's things one needs to do, and because I've been born with a mission, blah, 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 blah. But when she said, sometimes all you have to do is create beauty, it took away some of the heaviness that I don't even know if I'd realized I was carrying and lightened it all up because I love beauty. I mean, I'm an artist, which at the time I didn't know, by the way. Had no idea. And you, with this laughter, I mean, you know I like to laugh. And but you know that there are people who have healed themselves of certain diseases with diet. I certainly recommend the Kangen water and laughter because it changes the chemistry in the body and it releases. Have you worked with people that you've helped them in that way, or what, do you do classes? How could people participate with you in laughter yoga?
Well, thank you for your question. So, yes, absolutely. We have been doing this for the last 10 years, and we do this in nature, which makes the experience a little bit easier and more pleasurable. And what we've noticed is that laughter really is the best medicine. We activate the oxytocin and dopamine, and it's like free morphine that you produce in your own body. So when you're in pain or when you're emotionally hurt and you activate this laughter muscle, which is our birthright, we've had it since we were babies, it allows you to get out of the left side of your brain, the judgmental, critical side, and into the right side of your brain, the side that is creative and open. And it allows you to open your heart and feel. Because so many people are disconnected from their feelings.
This is true. I am now simply going to give your phone number and your email, which I'm going to pop in several times.
Excellent.
One can reach Goddess Sister Goddess at 754-777-8867. I'm going to say it again. 754-777-8867, and the best email to reach her at is, I'm going to spell it, and then I'm going to say, well, actually, I'll say it first and then spell it. Zeblaru. Z as in zebra. E B L A R U at gmail.com. Zeblaru. Z E B L A R U at gmail.com. Because whatever our goddess, sister goddess is doing, whatever event she may be creating or in the process of creating, I can guarantee you it's going to be fun and worthwhile. Do you want to talk about? Yes, yes, yes. Do you want to talk about what we're in the process of putting together now, or is there something else you would like to speak with before we jump into that? Because we're just morphing that one together with other goddesses.
Absolutely.
And other. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, would you like to start?
Sure. So, thank you, Sister Goddess Audrey, for introducing me to this beautiful movie about hemp. And I believe that the more we know, the more we grow. And so when you shared this movie with me, it immediately came to my mind that I want to share it with others. And it would be so amazing to watch a movie about hemp and bringing that industry back to the United States after we've had a delicious raw or vegan meal where people can tempt their taste buds and get the fuel going on so that they can open their minds to new alternative practices. And that's what this hemp movie is all about. So we're going to get Dina Mount Paradiso, if they are willing and available, to open their doors and their patio and let us get some sponsors and really high vibrational food, and then have an amazing time watching this documentary about hemp. And then if we get really lucky, perhaps even talking to the producer or some of the people that we see in the movie.
What I'm doing, the movie that Goddess, Sister Goddess is speaking about, I saw this documentary online called Bring It Home, and this was an eye-opener for me, let me tell you. There were things I had no idea about. I will preface this also by saying I've been a vegetarian for, let's just say, quite a number of years. I am about 80%, maybe a little more, a little less, raw vegan, and I use, if I feel I need protein, I use raw organic hemp powder by a company called Nutiva. And they get their hemp from Canada. Because in the United States, it had been made illegal. I actually have the date. Wait, let me get the date. Hold on. I am flipping through a few papers. It had been made illegal in the 1940s. Before that, it was legal to cultivate commercial hemp. And interestingly enough, on March 23rd of this year, a Florida State Senate committee approved unanimously that would authorize the farming, production, and sale of industrial hemp in Florida. I'm waiting to hear from one of the hemp experts, who's going to be our guest next week, by the way, Anne Marie Hoffman, on what the status of that is, because she told me that she believes, unless it was Alex, whose company Bullfrog Films is distributing Bring It Home, that he thinks that, and she is going to verify, there might already be, and I think they're calling it an experimental farm somewhere here in South Florida. So I got all excited. I mean, I got beyond excited. And the reason is, this is an ecological crop, good for the planet, good for people, and relatively inexpensive to grow and quick growing. what would you like to share? And that then I told goddesses to goddess, and she's running with it. So we've created a committee with a bunch of goddesses and god people to really take this forward. Would you like to say some of what impressed you in the film, and I'll say some of what impressed me in the film? Or anything
Absolutely.
Else you'd like to discuss? Because I think this is so important that people really need to know.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I am is a sensitive, and things really impact me, location, sound, noises. And when I was watching the movie, there was a young girl with a chemical sensitivity to drywall.
Mm-hmm.
And because of her, her father researched and eliminated from their lifestyle almost everything that was affecting her, and that's when he found that hemp was a beautiful product to be used in construction. So now his child is able to live a less chemically sensitive life because she's surrounded by elements that are pure for her body. And what I realize is as I heal myself and release my issues, which we hold in our tissues, that's why we retain in water, I find that I become even more sensitive to my environment.
Yep.
And so I think it's really important that we start paying attention to the environment, because if I'm sensitive, then a little one on this planet who has no words to express themselves is even more sensitive than me.
The product that Goddesses to Goddess is talking about is called Hempcrete, Hempcrete. And according to Bring It Home, the movie, the documentary, the people that are making the Hempcrete, at least at the time of the movie, and it's a recent movie, this is new, okay, have to get their hemp pretty much outside of this country, making the price of the hempcrete higher than it would otherwise be. And I believe now there are 5 states that are allowed to grow hemp, and it's probably still, okay, here they are. It's joined, Florida's joining 5 other states, Colorado, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Vermont, that have already passed similar measures. And another passed the North Dakota legislature this year. And it may have been approved by the governor already this month of July. I'm not yet sure. And it also, in early 2014, President Barack Obama signed a new farm bill into law, which included a provision allowing states to begin limited research programs growing hemp. So this is so important because instead of using, now I'm not a builder, okay, that's not my thing, but all of that stuff that people use as the insulation in buildings, if you've seen, and first of all, if you're in that field, or if you watch any of the shows where they make over homes, which I do, you will see that the people installing that stuff wear these things that look like hazmat suits. I mean, that stuff is toxic. Hempcrete is not. So not only do the people who would have a home made with this stuff benefit, but all the people building the homes would benefit. And I believe it's a lower cost. It's a win-win-win-win situation everywhere. Was there anything else that you saw in the movie that particularly took your attention?
I just wanted to add an A women to that statement that you just made, because that is so true. Win, 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 win situation for everybody involved. Something else that really struck me as interesting and I didn't know was that hemp and marijuana are 2 same and yet completely different things.
Yes.
And there was a young lady who was talking about how Hemp is a product that is so helpful, and yet only at the other end of the spectrum do you have marijuana from hemp. So it's like here is this natural plant that has so many uses, medicinal, construction, superfood, and yet we're not supposed to grow it here in the United States. And we have to get it from other countries. So it's like we lose this huge amount of income and ability to change farms and give them what we need to supply our country and bring back our economy.
Exactly. And I'm going to actually be doing a speech I'm in Toast of Los Olas in Toastmasters. And I'll be
Woo-hoo!
Doing a speech this Wednesday, which I have to learn, which is where I was just pulling some of the information that I'm going to use. And I discovered in doing some of the research that hemp is also used, this is commercial hemp we're talking about, which is very low in terms of psychotropic effect. You don't get high from it. So those of you that may want to do that, this is not for you. This is for other purposes. That being said, that this product, and there's one called Sun, S-U-N-N, hemp, that's used to bring more nitrogen back into the soil when other plants have, let's use the term, denuded the soil. So this is so good to the earth. First of all, it's an actual crop. Second of all, it's good for all that construction. Other things I really, really liked that I found interesting was actually, finally, hallelujah, going to be printing one of my books. I can't even begin to tell you what that feels like. What If You Are and Life is Miraculous on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. So in doing that, thank you. No trees are destroyed. And not only that, there's a certain amount of trees being saved by the fact of doing this. So I am also interested in having commercial hemp grown in this country, because you could make paper out of hemp. Paper. And it's a very quick growing plant. And it nurtures the soil. And what did you think about the segment in the fashion? The clothing made of hemp, which they said is cheaper to grow than cotton, and I believe they said even better for the body.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, for anyone who's gone shopping in the last couple of months, almost everything is from China and everything is polyester. It's hard to find a good cotton product, and if you do, it's paper thin. And so hemp products, hemp fashion, which is better stitched and more durable and better for our bodies, that's another win-win-win. Woohoo!
Yes. What surprised me, some years ago, I bought a little hemp purse, like one of those, I call them belly purse, fanny purse, some little something, okay, which is actually the one I use when I go to the gym, actually still. And that's a little bit, it isn't a smooth, soft, delicate fabric. It's a stronger fabric. And what I learned from bringing it home is that now fabric is being made that they, I believe they said, it's almost like silk. And it's soft. And for someone like you and I, who are pretty much raw vegan, and I will say I like silk, but those are made from little wormy things that the worms are not so happy about. It's not a happy process for them. And I
still
get some silk, I will say that. I would love to get beautiful, pretty things made from a hemp plant right here in this country and support that and look good. Yes, some of us do like to look good when we go out. And don't you think that's amazing?
Absolutely.
And I know that whenever... let me find the right way to say this. When people needed to make certain ropes, it was hemp. I'm actually going to ask people, we don't yet have a date for our potential Cinema Paradiso event. And I'm certainly, with your okay, going to have my nonprofit, Ashe, and my for-profit, Goddess Heart, help sponsor it in any way that we can. Yes, 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 we are resurging with Ashe. It had been quiet for a while. We're bringing it back again. Because I was very active in New York with that, not so much in Florida. That's changing. That is changing. And I am going to again give Goddesses to Goddesses numbers where you can again ask her about anything we've talked about or anything that you feel she might be of help with you for. Her number is 754-777-8867. Again, 754-777-8867. And her email, we live in the email world right now, is Ziblaru. Z as in zebra, E B L A R U @gmail.com. A product, a plant that can grow, I know it grows 6 feet tall, it might grow 7, that can be used in construction, for clothing, for paper, for fuel, and for food. And that was just the things I know about. Is amazing and inexpensive. So cool. So amazing. What an
amazing.
Yeah, truly. And the only things I could think of is why somebody would not want it is because they're looking to, from fear. Okay, I will say it. Looking to hold on to whatever market share they may have with products that people have to put protection around their bodies to use. That's actually, I'm going to find an uplifted way to say that. Actually, that isn't the way to go. Put it that way. If you're choosing to live a holistic, healthy life and you're choosing to be on this earth for a long time with energy, verve, and vigor and juiciness,
yeah,
then it's important to shift one's mindset and one's vibration to whatever is the highest, easiest path of light, least resistance. And this is one of them. What would you like to say about anything about yourself? Anything, what we've been talking about or anything else?
Well, thank you so much. So, I'd like to say a little something about myself. So, one of the things that I, thank you. So, one of the things that I also do is I speak to big corporations, especially corporations that have women, because I think women will really lead the world in changes and challenges that we have in bringing us back to the heaven on earth that was created for us here now. And so I run raw food retreats where we educate people about how to embrace a raw food lifestyle. And I do energy healing fun shops where I teach people, or I shouldn't even say I remind people how to tap into their innate energy so that they can heal their bodies and their minds, and, you know, once we heal ourselves, we can help heal others. And then we do VIP days for women who truly need a lot of loving and joyful moments.
Do you have one coming up?
Well, I'm so excited. I have two websites coming up, which will have all this information posted, but we're just a little premature today.
Okay.
That's how the universe
okay.
works. So we're just a little premature in the date for our event. We're just a little premature in, but you know, it's a beautiful seed that's blossoming. It's just beginning to bud. So that's how the goddess emerges. She buds really slowly, and she laughs at the growth process because sometimes it hurts and sometimes it feels uncomfortable. and yet what's on the other side is the lotus growing on the mud is just amazing.
About how many people do you like to have at your retreats? Does it matter?
So I absolutely, at this moment, we keep them really small and intimate and personal, about 10 to 15 people, so everybody can get their hands on in the kitchen. We like to work together, so it's not just people watching and then going home and trying to figure it out. I like people to have an eyes wide open, hands-on experience, so they really feel and touch and smell. Because once your senses are activated, you know forever.
Where have you done these before?
So we've had 1 year in Hollywood and one in Ecuador, which was amazing.
That's the one I wanted to go to. I remember that. Yes, yes, yes. I definitely had wanted to go to that one. I remember.
Well, there will be many, many more in the future. And if all goes well, perhaps a collaboration with you, Sister Goddess Ashi, so we can get the goddess energy as well as the raw food energy and kind of like amp up the vibration.
Oh, I would be pleased. By that time, my other new book, Vim Vigor Vitality Vegan, might be ready, and that one at the moment is planned to be released as a PDF. And I talk about health because you know I'm going to, and I give some recipes, and that one is a very readily available book, and I'm going to make a wild leap of faith here and say that, let's see, we're in July, and this is going to be the printing of What If. I'm going to say by September.
Woo-hoo!
My graphic designer will have completed and updated and razzmatazz and hoochie coo the Vim Vigor Vitality Vegan book that I think of as VVVV because bleh. And I would be honored, yes, to do any collaboration with you. Absolutely. Absolutely. I loved having you in my seminar. I love being in any of the events that you have held that I have been so pleased and honored to participate with. Now, how would you, you're welcome. We have more time. What would you like to share with people, your words of wisdom and laughter? What would you like to give people now?
So beautiful. Thank you so much. So something that people can cuddle with tonight. Well, so here's the beautiful thing about laughter. It's so easy and it is so gentle. People think when they laugh, they have to laugh out loud. And it's as simple as humming. Gentle laughter. Ha, ha, ha. Ha 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 ha. So clears out all the spaces that are tight in the body. And laughter works in so many different ways. Like one of my favorite ways to use laughter is with EFT. Are you familiar with the emotional freedom technique?
Oh, absolutely. I'm doing it almost every day.
Woo-hoo! So yep. Here's something that a lot of people don't know. So when you're tapping and saying words, the tapping gets you totally into your body. With words, we try to soften them, right, so we can have acceptance to the new frame of mind. However, if instead of words you tap, and you can try this with me right now, if you'd like, we can tap on the, what do they call that, chalk point on. Oh, we can tap on the brow. So let's tap on the brow. That's the third eye connection, which I love. I love to affinity to show my connection to the divine. So if we tap on the third eye, we go, ha, 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 ha.
You know I'm doing it.
I love it.
Ha, 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 the tapping, and you can, we can do another show on EFT. What's happened for me just now in the doing of this is I start to laugh more. The laughter triggers the laughter, lightens and brightens the vibration, and lifts our frequency higher. I love it. I'm going to incorporate this.
And if I can add something, Sister Goddess Audrey, for women especially, when women are stressed, befriend and befriend. And the best way to befriend anybody is to befriend yourself. So when you're tapping and you're laughing and you allow yourself to just be open to the sensations of what's happening and the vibration of sound, it just feels so good. It raises the oxytocin level and it allows you to just lighten the load. Not to mention it releases the oxytocin into your body, so all the stress that's in your muscles or that's holding on just dissipates.
Have you used this with people that, how shall we say, have either been feeling down or have some form of depression, whether clinical or not, or when someone's going through a, and this can happen to any of us, whether you do Abraham Hicks, whether you do the listening, whatever it is, okay, we could all go in and out of the vortex and the zone and all of this kind of thing. Have you done this with people and or yourself in any of the less high spaces, and have you seen a shift?
Well, thank you for that beautiful question, and the answer to that is yes. So in our 10 years of laughter, we've laughed in jails and totally shifted the vibration there, and we laughed in schools with kids and totally helped them lighten up and remember that life and school is just a process. We've laughed with seniors and see mobility come back to their joints. We've laughed with people who have Alzheimer's disease and seen them come back to a moment or a memory, especially when we sing. Oh my goodness, we have laughed with so many different people over the years, and we find these techniques to be so simple and straightforward that sometimes it scares people. But they want something more complicated and complex to make it happen. And yet laughter is so simple. However, like you talk about, it's a process. And so you have to build your laughter muscle so it's resilient, so you know how to tap into it when you most need it, when we forget to take it too.
Are you doing classes to teach people any of this?
Absolutely. We do three free, I said it, free intro classes every week in Hollywood. This is my gift, me and my lover boy, my husband of 18 years. We show up.
He's adorable.
Yes, he is. Thank you.
When do you do it?
So for our early bird, Tuesday and Wednesday morning at 8:30, we're under the beautiful canopy of trees in Topekiyubni Park in Hollywood, which means in the Indian language, gathering place. And our Thursday night for our late bird, we meet at Hollywood Beach Community Cultural Center outside on their back patio where we can smell the ocean breeze at 7 p.m.
I'm going to work out a way to get there and deal with the transportation situation because I am certainly going to participate in that. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity that you do that free. Thank you. Folks, let me make sure that once again I give you Goddess Sister Goddess's contact information. And definitely stay in touch with her for when she does get the actual date of her retreat and all the other work that she does. We have touched the surface here. Goddess Sister Goddess's phone number is 754-777-8867. Again, that is 754-777-8867. And her email is Z as in zebra, E, D, D as in boy, L, A, R, U. Again, that is Z, E, D, L, A, R, U at gmail.com. I am discovering that we're coming to the time when it is my pleasure and honor to thank you so very much for being the guest, the beloved, laughter-loving goddess, Juicy, guest on Miracle Manifesting Mondays. Thank you so much.
Oh, Goddess Audrey, my pleasure. Thank you so much for thinking of me and inviting me to be here in your sacred space.
Woohoo! Thank you. Woo! Now, folks, next week, continuing with some of the themes of today, we are going to be having Anne. Let me make sure I give her name correctly. I believe it's Anne Marie Hoffman. It's Herman. I knew Anne Marie Herman, who is a hemp expert. When I read this woman's credentials, I did not even know there were credentials like this to have. And we're going to go into explicit detail on, and in a good way, in an interesting way, in a fascinating way, and in a fun, enlightening way, of commercial hemp. What's going on, how it can be used, how it benefits you, how it benefits the planet, what you can do to help it be more legal, like vote hemp. You can go to that website and literally participate. And to reach me. And I still do energy healings. I still do past life regressions. I am in the process of putting together some seminars that will be sponsored by Ashe. I definitely have what if you are and life is miraculous. The ABC Affirmation Art Coloring Book, both for children, teens, and adults. I'm discovering adults want this book, so woohoo! This book will be out, released, printed on 100% post-consumer recycled paper by August, possibly the end of July. Definitely be in touch with me. 1-888-757-3223. If you like words, it's 1-888-75-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E, or go to the website that will be updated, audrey.org, audrye.org. Folks, thank you. Thank you for your interest in evolving, in growing, in sharing joy, and in being for the light that you are. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Please let everyone you know about Miracle Manifesting Mondays. May you be blessed. May you fully live the life of your essence. May you thrive. May you be filled with laughter, with love, with energy, with joy. Thank you for being with us, and we'll be with you again. next week. Bye-bye.